On October 3rd, 2016, around 7:45 at night, a New Hampshire state trooper pulled over a red Hyundai with Massachusetts plates on I-95. According to the police report, the car was going 66 in a 65 and was also tailgating. The driver of the car, a guy named Alexander Temple, gave the trooper permission to search the car. And in the trunk, inside of a Whole Foods shopping bag, was $46,000 in cash, all in 20s. Temple told the officer he got the cash from his sister. When police called his sister, she said that wasn't true. So the trooper called in a canine unit. But the dog doesn't turn up any drugs. Aside from tailgating, Alex Temple hadn't apparently broken any laws. He was let go. But law enforcement, they confiscated the money.
It appears that the government is of the view that it is illegal to be traveling with $46,000 in cash.
This is Gilles Bissonnette, a lawyer with the ACLU of New Hampshire.
And it, of course, is not illegal to be traveling with $46,000 in cash. Law enforcement shouldn't be able to take people's money simply by assuming without concrete evidence that is drug-related simply due to its size.
The legal maneuver that allows the government to seize money in these cases is called civil asset forfeiture. In a sense, the property, not necessarily the person, is accused of a crime. And the case names reflect that. This one, for example, is called the U.S. versus $46,000. Asset forfeiture cases can be brought in both state and federal courts. But in 2016, New Hampshire changed its rules. It said law enforcement can only take money when someone is actually arrested, charged, and found guilty of a crime. States across the country are tightening their policies right now. Backers say, A, civil forfeiture is a system ripe with abuse, and B, that it creates the wrong incentives for law enforcement, who get to keep some of the cash. They call it policing for profit. New Hampshire's new rules, though, they don't apply to federal cases. That means all a state trooper or local officer needs to do is call in federal agents, like the FBI or Homeland Security, and they can seize the money, even if there isn't an arrest and conviction. That's what happened with the $46,000.
It's a loophole. There's definitely a loophole that allows state and local law enforcement to bypass state policy set by our legislature.
This is Greg Moore with the group Americans for Prosperity. He, along with the ACLU, pushed for the stricter state laws. This wasn't based on any specific case of fraud, but rather a philosophical belief about the role of government, that there needs to be a high bar if the state wants to take people's money. Under the Obama administration, there was a reduction in some types of federal asset forfeiture cases. But under President Trump and his Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the U.S. Department of Justice is expanding the program. Here's Sessions.
I mean, I love that program. We had so much fun doing that, taking drug dealers' money and passing it out to people trying to put drug dealers in jail. What's wrong with that?
If someone made money off of something illegal, be it selling drugs or running a Ponzi scheme, reasonable people would agree that they shouldn't get to keep the money. John Farley works in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Concord, New Hampshire. Farley can't comment on the case of Alex Temple, the $46,000 man, since his office is handling it. But he did say, look, the government is not going to bring forward cases it doesn't think it can win. And all of these cases, in the end, are decided by a federal judge or a jury.
If someone has a really legitimate defense, if they really truly were an innocent owner, if there is a legitimate explanation for why someone has this large quantity of cash, we're not going to just sit back and wait for a trial to see what happens. I mean, we're going to take that very, very seriously in how we assess what to do with that case.
Farley says that at any given time, there are roughly 1 to 2 dozen active asset forfeiture cases in New Hampshire. That may not seem like a lot, but the money here does add up. Since 2010, New Hampshire Public Radio found that law enforcement departments here received nearly $10.5 million through what's called the Federal Equitable Sharing Program. That money helps local departments fund undercover work and equipment they may not otherwise be able to afford. As for the case of the cash found in a Whole Foods shopping bag, there's been an interesting wrinkle. Alex Temple, who was driving the car, hasn't stepped forward to challenge the case. Instead, someone named Edward Phipps has filed a petition claiming that the cash is actually his. In court paperwork, the Maine resident claims the money was lawfully obtained, although he hasn't yet explained how he got it, why it was in $20 bills, or why it was in Mr. Temple's trunk. That information will likely come out during the trial of the U.S. versus $46,000, scheduled to start in December of this year. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.